This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, now boarding the Bipolar Express. Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clack, clickety clack, clickety click. Clickety clack, clickety clack. The wheels are saying to the railroad track, and if you go, you can't come back. That's a spooky line from Bob Nolan's Fast Freight. Speaking of spooky or whatever, we watched, yes, Welcome to Willits! Woo! Last night on Netflix. I gotta say, there's great shots of our famous Willits sign over 101. You know, we got that sign from Reno, for those of you who are not aware of that, where it used to say, Reno, the biggest little city in... Yeah, train. And you know what? I remember you sang Bob Nolan's Way Out There at the dedication. Yes, as a matter of fact, I did. Well, you know what? There's nothing in this film that makes Willits look uninviting. I mean, all publicity's good, right? It keeps us coming back to town. Imagine you're driving up into the Emerald Triangle, and there's that sign. My gosh, we're in Willits. Well, anyway, I mean, it was really funny. So, I have to say, the pot growing meth head guy was hilarious. I mean, what fun it must have been for these actors, you know, to go through these parts. I mean, scarily thought, though, he's probably not far off from the real thing. But it was very entertaining, I have to say. A lot of tongue-in-cheek, you know, B-movie style. Come on. Go, independent filmmakers. Come on. I mean, think about it. Aliens, Sasquatch, Bigfoot, pot gardens, Emerald Ice. Welcome to Willits! I'm sorry, I kind of got carried away with that, but what the heck. So, and I also want to say, welcome to Willits on KLLG LP 97.9 FM radio. Hey, you know, here's what we're going to do. Let's repeat KLLG 97.9 FM. Just do it three times. Here we go. KLLG LP 97.9 FM. KLLG
LP
97.9 FM. KLLG LP 97.9. Yes, even Mike got caught up in this hometown mantra. You know, if you repeat it loud enough and long enough, you'll finally sink in. I want to say, though, the farmer's market is just down the hall from the Bipolar Express at Grange Central Station. You know, that's Thursdays, and I believe they're underway by 4 o'clock, and they kind of get out of here by 5:30. Although I bet if they had a lot of business, they'd stick around until 6, wouldn't you say so? He's looking at the thing. Well, anyway, I mean, that's today.
Thursday,
yeah, and that's today if you're listening this morning. Well, anyway, last week we traded songs. Train, he sang one, and then Greg, well, that's me. I sang one, and I actually sang mostly animal songs, and Train, of course, did train songs. And you know what, Greg? You could have sung Bill Grogan's Goat, you know, Train. I mean, that's animal. I mean, hey, you're right, Greg. Why not? Bill Grogan's goat was feeling fine, ate 3 red shirts. Right off the line, Bill grabbed a stick, gave him 3 whacks, and tied him to the railroad tracks. Ah, that whistle blew, the train drew nigh. Bill Grogan's goat was doomed to die. That goat he bucked,
with might and main, coughed up those shirts and flagged that trade. Happy ending. Oh, well. Hey, great train. You know, while you're flagging trains, you know, let's feature you today, train. And then next week, I'll put a just me show on, you know, instead of train, then Greg, then train, then Greg, we'll have train, and then Greg. Okay. Actually, I kind of liked bouncing our personalities back and forth last week. Yeah, me too. But let's try train singer this week, okay? And then Greg next week. Okay. We'll try it this once anyway. So, I've recited my epic poem, The Dreamline Express, on this show before. However, today, I'd like to kind of use it as a segue between songs relating to the words in the Dreamline Express. That is, if I can remember this thing. I do not have it written down here. It's all off the top of my head. So let me start right off with this. So I'm train singer. Let me tell you a story about the heartache and the glory. We'll build a railroad across this land, through the high Sierras, across the Great Plains, and the desert sands, a dream line expect. Here we go. Hey, boy, is you right? I done got it right. All I hate about a line of track, and he's old Bob by the brick of my back. Well, hobo, can't you line him? I can't you line a shack like a hobo, you're gonna ride him. Sing always just to stay on track. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, all them disciples are dead and gone. Well, a hobo, can't you line them? I can't you line a shack like a hobo, you're gonna line them. Sing always just to stay on track. If I could, I surely would. Stand on the rock where Moses stood. Well, a hobo, you're gonna line them. Hobo, can't you line a shack like a hobo, gonna line them. Sing always just to stay on track. Way down yonder in the hollow of the field, angel working on a chariot. We will, hobo, you're gonna line them. Hobo, can't you line a shack like a hay, you're gonna line them. Sing always just to stay on track. Little Evelina, she's sitting in the shade, fingering on the money that I ain't made. Oh, you can't line them. Can't you line a sugar like a hoe? Can't you line them? Sing always just to stay on track. Hey, boy, is you right? I done got it right. All I hate about line of track, the old bar by the brick of my back. Well, a hoe, you can't line them. Boy, can't you line them? Hey, hop, boy, can't you line them? Sing our way just to stay on the track. Ho! Yeah, I got this to working. You know, it was the union from the east and the center from the west. Atlantic to Pacific was the quest. Old Patty worked the railroad with not much pay. He laid 10 miles of track in just one day. In 1841, I put me corduroy breeches on. Put me corduroy breeches on. Work up on the railway. Billy me oori irie, Billy me oori irie, Billy me oori irie. I'm working on the railway. When we left Ireland to come here, spend our latter days in cheer. Our bosses they did drink strong beer. But worked on the railway. Billy me oori irie, Billy me oori irie, Billy me. Working on the railway. Pat do this and Pat do that without a stocking or cravat. Nothing but an old straw hat while Pat worked on the railway. Filly me hoorie, filly me hoorie, hurrie, filly me hoorie, hurrie, working on the railway. When Paddy lays him down to sleep, the wiry bugs around him creep. Divil a bit can poor Pat sleep working on the railway. Billy me hoorie hirie, Billy me hoorie hirie, I'm working on the railway. In 1843, 'twas when I met sweet Petey McGee, an elegant wife she's been to me, working on the railway. Billy me hoorie hirie, Billy me hoorie hirie, Billy me hoorie hirie, I'm working on the railway. In 1847, sweet Petey McGee, she went to heaven. If she left one child, she left 11. Working on the railway. Billy me hoorie, hurry, Billy me hoorie, hurry, Billy me hoorie, hurry, I work it on the railway. Yes. And then the Chinese laborers who could blast through the high Sierra so the trains could pass, they set their dynamite charges from lowered baskets, easily becoming their wicker caskets. Yes, that's when men were men and women were women, and I won't say the rest. But anyway, John Henry was one of those guys. Wasn't Chinese, but he still died. When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his mammy's knee, took a little piece of steel. That's gonna be the death of me, oh Lord, Lord. Yes, it is. Gonna be the death of me. John Henry had a little woman. Her name was Polly Ann. John Henry took sick, Lord, had to go to bed. Polly Andrew, steal like a man, oh Lord. Polly Andrew, steal like a man. Now the captain said, John Henry, I'm gonna bring me steam drill out. Gonna bring that old steam drill out on the job. Gonna whop that steel on down, Lord, Lord. Whop that steel on down. Well, John Henry said, Captain, you know, man ain't nothing but a man. Before I let that old steam drill beat me down, you know, I will die with my hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. Die with my hammer in my hand. Now John Henry said to his captain, whoo, look yonder, what do I see? Just hold on and show your steel done broke. You know you can't drive steel like me, nowhere. Can't drive steel like me. Now John Henry hammering on the mountain, and his hammer was striking fire. Broke so hard that he broke his poor heart, and he laid down his hammer, he died. Oh Lord, Lord, laid down his hammer and he died. Now they carried John Henry to the graveyard, buried him in the sand. Every locomotive come rolling on by, said, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man. Whoa! John Henry, one of those steel-driving men. Well, so let's go across the plains to the buffalo. The herd's so vast the trains had to slow, and from the open cars the sportsmen shot at will to see how many they could kill. And as the bison fell, the men would yell and hoot. Their guns got so hot they would no longer shoot from the Dreamline Express. Now, that just shows you guns were a very big part of pioneering the West. And so I guess a little bit of lawlessness went along with that. People were out there trying to get rich quick with all those incredible, beautiful natural resources that we had here. So I gotta say, if I'm gonna be going to lawless, let's do some song about a train robbery or something like that. Somebody robbed that Glendale train this morning, 9:30. Somebody robbed that Glendale train. I swear, oh, I ain't lying. Made clean off with 16 G's and left two men lying cold. Somebody robbed that Glendale train and made off with gold. Charlie Jones was an engineer, 20 years on the line. He kissed his wife at the station gate this morning about 9. Everything was fine until about 9:30. Charlie looked up and saw men on horses and men with guns. No sign of the law, 'cause somebody robbed that Glendale train this morning, 9:30. Somebody robbed the Glendale train, I swear, I ain't lying. Made clean off with 16 G's and left 2 men lying cold. Somebody robbed that Glendale train, Lord, Lord. May not we go how? Amos White, he was a baggage man. He sorely loved his job. The company rewarded him with a golden watch fob. Amos White, he was just marking time when the door blew off his car. They found Amos White in 15 pieces. 15 miles apart, 'cause somebody robbed that Glendale train this morning, 9:30. Somebody robbed that Glendale train, I swear, hey, I ain't lying. You know they made clean off with 16 G left 2 men lying cold. Somebody robbed that Glendale train, Lord, Lord. Made up with the gold. I said, somebody robbed that Glendale train and made up with the gold. Yeah, I know there's a lot of lawlessness out there. Sure isn't any more now, right? Oh, well, that's a different kind, I guess. Guns are definitely part of it. But anyway, let's keep moving on this one. You know, Promontory Summit, Utah, May 10, 1869. This country was united by a steel rail line. A golden spike was driven so the world would know you could ride the train from Boston through to San Francisco. And you know, the history of this country is written on the trains, the engines, the rail cars, all bear the names. Calling back the memory of the American dream of riding the rails in the days of steam. You know, we got the Night Owl, the Black Hawk, the Lark, and the Shawnees, the Hiawathas, and the Arrowhead, and the Super Chief. And then borne by tons of steel and blasts of steam came the Pilgrim, the Pioneer, the Patriot, the National Dream, the Betsy Ross, and the Minuteman, and the Benjamin Franklin, the DeWitt Clinton, and the Abraham Lincoln, and the Washington Irving, the William Penn, and the Empire Builder, Bostonian. And for streamlined speed and comfort all the way, you got the city of Portland, Denver, New Orleans, and L.A., you know, and all those streamlined dream trains across this land. Gotta say, the city of San Francisco was most grand. But let's take a time right now and put another harmonic into my rack and play some of these songs that are all about trains that have names. Here's one of the most popular ones, I have to say. Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central Monday morning rail. 15 cars, 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along that southbound Odyssey, that train pull out of Kankakee and rolls along the highways, farms and fields, passing towns that have no name, freight yards full of old black men in the graveyard, rested automobile. Good morning, America, how are you? Oh, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing cards with the old man in the club car. Penny poor, no one's keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels grumbling beneath the floor. The sons of Pullman porters, the sons of engineers, ride their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat. The rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Oh, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm that train they call City of New Orleans. Well, I'll be gone 500 miles the day done. Nighttime, City of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home and we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. And all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. Steel rails still ain't heard the news. Hey, conductor, sing your songs again. Passengers, please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railway blues. Good night, America, I love you. Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm that train they call City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles from the day of City of New Orleans. Indeed, that song was, of course, made popular by Arlo Guthrie, but was written by Steve Goodman. Steve Goodman. Pardon me, boy, is that the top newbie choo-choo? Track 29. Well, you can give me a shine. Now, can you afford the bump, the chop, noob, choo choo, woo woo. I got my friends, and just a trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station about 3:45. Read a magazine, you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer. I'd like to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel on the coal in, you gotta keep it rolling. Woo, woo, Chattanooga, there you are. There's gonna be a certain party at the station. Satin and lace, ah, I used to call funny face. She gonna cry till I tell her I'm never wrong. A Chattanooga choo-choo, I want you to be home. Hey, can you whistle it? I don't know. That was weird, baby. But you leave the Pennsylvania station about 3:45. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel off the coal in, you gotta keep it rolling. Woo, woo! There you are. There's gonna be a certain party at the station. Satin and lace, I used to call funny face. Now she's gonna cry till I tell her that I'll never roam. Chattanooga choo choo, I want you to take me home. Chattanooga, boy, Chattanooga, all aboard. Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo choo, I want you to take me home. Whoa. know that song was actually a hit in 1941, as was this one in the 40s as well. Another train with a name. Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figured that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that sounds that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she call a boy. She's on her way. See the old smoke rising around the bend. I reckon that she knows you're gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day. The Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, Jim, you better get the ring. Whoa, 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 whoa. She got a list of passengers that mighty big. They'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel. Lots of them are traveling for quite a spell all the way from Philadelphia, hey, the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Back in Ohio, where I come from, I've done a lot of dreaming, I traveled some. But I never thought I'd see the day when I ever took a ride on the Santa Fe. Now I lay across my windowsill and I hear that whistle echoing across the hills. I watch those lights until they fade away, the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. What a thrill. With the wheels of singing westward ho, from the day I heard them start. Cross those Kansas plains to New Mexico, I guess I got a little gypsy in my heart. When I'm old and gray, settle down, I ever get a chance to sneak away from town, I'll spend my busman's holiday on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. The Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Yeah, well, I don't want to forget where we are. We are on the Bipolar Express, and with Train Singer today, and this is on KLLG, LP 97.9 FM, and we are in Willits. So let's keep these let's keep these train sounds going. This is kind of fun, Greg. And now let me tell you the story of the Rock Island Line. Now the Rock Island Line runs down to New Orleans, and just before you get to New Orleans, there's a great big toll gate. Well, you got to pay the man just some money. But if you got certain things on board, you don't have to pay the man a thing. You can go right on through. Well, right about now, train come pulling into the station. And that man leaned out the window and he hollered down the man on the ground. I got pigs, I got horses, I got cows, I got sheep, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. Guy on the ground said, boy, you are right. You can go right on through. You don't have to pay a thing. So that train starts pulling out of the station. He gets a little bit down the line. He starts to put on a little bit of speed. He gets further down the line. He puts on a little bit of steam. And when he thinks he's out of sight of the man, he leans out the window and he hollers, well, I fooled you. I fooled you. I got pig iron. I got pig iron. I got all pig iron. I tell you what I'm going for. Down that Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, the road to ride. A Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Here it you ride it, got to ride it like you're flying. Two ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line. Yeah. A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. Why the cat's in the cupboard, but he don't see me. Rock-a-line-line, she's the mighty good road. Rock-a-line-line, that's the road too. Rock-a-line-line, she's the mighty good road. If it's you, I got to ride a line. You probably get to think of that, I think about the rock-a-line-line. I may be right, I may be wrong. I bet you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Rock-a-line-line, she's the mighty good road. Rock-a-line-line, the road too. Oh no! Runaway train! Rockin' on, she's a mighty good road. Rockin' on the road, rockin' on the road. Rockin' on, she's a mighty good road. If it's you, I got my life to finally get the ticket to the station for the Rock on. Oh, boy. Oh, get out of control on that, you know? Well, anyway. Hey, you could have used that last week with your animals. Oh, it's okay. I had enough animals last week. And hey, you know, since we're rattling off train names and the names of towns and all that stuff, I know it's not a train song, but... Well, I was toting my back along a dusty Winnemucca road. Along come a semi... High and canvas covered load, you going to Winnemucca, man? With me, you can ride. I just climbed into the cab and I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen the road with so much dust and sand. I said, listen, bub, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Well, I crossed that desert bare, man. Breathe the mountain air, man. I travel like that my shell, man. I've been everywhere. Where you been? I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Madama, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topeka, Nicola, Amadilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere, man. Well, I cross that desert, man. Breathe the mountain air, man. I travel. I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere. Oh, Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Salapay, Calabas, Glen Rock, Back Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chickapee, Spirit Lake, Red Lake, Devil Lake, Great Lake, and Big Take. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere. Well, I cross that desert bear, man. Will I breathe that mountain air, man? Travel, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere. Whoa. Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Oma, Packagetville, Jacksonville, Waterbury, Costa Rica, Pittsville, Springfield, Big Sweetport, Hacksaw, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Delaware, Idaho, Delaco, Argentina, Dominica, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean, sir? I've been everywhere, everywhere, man, while I cross the desert, man, breathe the mountain air, man, I travel, I've done my share, man, I've been everywhere, Pittsburgh, Puckerburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Wimberg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Lamore, Atmore, Haverford, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Citizen, Dad City, what a pity. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere, man. When I cross that desert, then, ooh, breathe the mountain, yeah, man. Travel, I've done my share, man. Well, you know some place I haven't been? Nah. I've been everywhere. Yes, geez. Hey, you know, how we love to hear about the wrecks. Scalded firemen engines on their necks and derailed diesels and torn up tracks and Engineer Brooks with his broken back. Casey Jones with his story grand crashed his train into the promised land. Engineer Steve Brody, similar story. Flew off Stillhouse Trestle and into the glory. And when the brave engineer had sealed his fate, he said he'd meet his gal at the Golden Gate. Engineer Brooks, riding old 45, everybody says, he's lucky he's alive. Riding fireman on a freight train back in 1969. He rolled up the summit on that Mendo main line. It was late at night. The brakes began to fail. Down from the summit, that train commenced to sail. The frightened fireman tried to stop it, but to no avail. He knew he had to jump before she left the rail. Landed on his feet, he landed on his rump. Oh, the train jumped the tracks, made a mighty bump. Oh, the landing broke some ribs, collapsed his spine. He was 6 foot when he jumped. Now he's 5'9". landed on his feet, he landed on his rump. Oh, the train jumped the tracks, it made a mighty bump. Oh, the landing broke some ribs, collapsed his spine. He was 6 foot when he jumped, now he's 5 foot now. Yes, that's our own Engineer Brooks. Engineer Brooks. I got the pleasure of riding with him a few times. What a character and what great stories. But then we can't forget about this guy's wreck. Well, now come all you rounders if you want to hear a story about a brave engineer. Casey Jones was a roller name, 6'8", the wheeler that he rode to fame. Now the caller called a Casey about a 4:30. Kissed his wife at the station door. He climbed in the cabin, orders in his hand saying, this is a trip to the promised land. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, his orders in his hand. Casey Jones leaning at the window, taking a trip to that promised land. When I threw South Memphis, the yards are gonna fly. The rain was falling, the water was high. And everybody knew by the engine moan, the man at the throttle was Casey Jones. Jones said, fireman now, don't you fret. Sim Whip said, I ain't giving up yet. 8 hours late with the southbound mail, beyond the time for leaving the rail. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, his orders in his hand. Casey Jones leaning out the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Dead on the rail was a passenger train. The blood was boiling in Casey's brain. Casey said, hey, look out ahead. Now jump, or we'll all be dead. A hand on the whistle and a hand on the brake. North Mississippi was wide awake. And I see a railroad official said, a good engineer to be a lying dead. Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, orders in his hand. Casey Jones, leaning out the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Headache, heartache, all kind of pain, all a part of a railroad train. Sweat, toil, the good and the grand, they're all a part of a railroad man. Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, his orders in his hand. Casey Jones, leaning out the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Casey Jones, why, I wreck his train several times a week. Well, good thing he was the kind of driver he was. But then again, there was Steve Brody. I mentioned his name. And he was the engineer aboard Old 97 when it careened off Stillhouse Trestle. Well, they handed him his orders, Monroe, Virginia, St. Steve, way behind time. This is not 38, but it's 097. You must put her in dispenser on. Turned around to his black greasy fireman, he said, shovel in a little more coal. And when we cross the wide old mountains, you watch 097 roll. Mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville lies on a 3 mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brakes. See what a jump he made. Ah, he's going down grade about 90 mile an hour. Whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle, scalded to death by the steam. Telegram come, Washington City. This is how it ran. You know that brave engineer had run old 97 is lying in old Anvil there. Hey now all you ladies, please take warning this time now and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true loving husband. He may leave you and never return. I love that little moral remark at the end about the ladies. Yeah, I don't think they'd be listening to much of us these days. Okay, now let's keep this going on. We talked about The Brave Engineer. Now, this song called The Brave Engineer, by the way, came at a time when train songs were very, very popular. And it's not a real one. It's contrived, but it's kind of fun. And it actually got someone a few bucks. On a cold and stormy night, not a star was in sight. Cold north wind come howling down the line. Stood a brave engineer, his sweetheart so dear, and his orders to pull old number 9. With a tear in her eye, she kissed him goodbye. All the joy in her heart she could not hide. Her whole world seemed bright when she told him that night that tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. Blushing bride. Now that train rolled along, whistle hummed a song, black smoke come pouring from the stack. With his headlight agleam, seemed to brighten his dream, for tomorrow he'd be coming back. He swung around the hill, and his brave heart stood still, headlight was staring in his face. He whispered a prayer as he threw on the air, for he knew this would be his final race. In the wreckage he was found, lying there on the ground. He asked them to lift his weary head. As his breath slowly went, was this message he sent to the maiden he thought he was to wed. How there's a little white house I bought for our own. I thought we'd be happy by and by, but I'll give it to you, 'cause I know you'll be true till we meet at that golden gate. Bye bye. Gee, Mike, you think she's going to be true? I mean, she's about ready to get married. She's got a house, and yeah, he's gone. I mean, well.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, fine. So I guess women were different back then. If I was her, I'd say, "Craig, boss, okay, thanks for the house." Okay, but, you know, be the Prairie Queen, the Royal Palm, FFV, or Old 97, you know what? They all took life's railway straight to heaven on the Dreamline Express. Yes. On KLLG LP 97.9 FM. Don't want to forget that one. Well, life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. You must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the fields, the curves, the tunnels. Never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, that will guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. Now you'll roll up grades of trial, you'll cross the bridge of strife. See that Christ is your conductor on the lightning train of life.
Always mindful of obstruction, do your duty, never quail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, that will guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. Now you'll often find obstruction, look for storms of wind and rain. On a fill or curve or tussle, they will almost ditch your train. Put your trust alone in Jesus, never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle, your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, that will guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise. You'll row across the trestle, spanning Jordan's swelling tide. There behold the Union Depot, into which your train will glide. There you'll meet the superintendent, God the Father, God the Son. And with a hearty, joyous plaudit, weary pilgrim, welcome home. Blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. So, let's go back with the hobos. In the wind and the rain, when Utah Phillips was still hopping trains, and Hobo Bill in his jungle shack, sharing his stew with a dog named Boomer Jack. Well, since we mentioned Utah Phillips, here's a song that I learned from Utah Phillips. He was on the skunk train one time doing a concert when I first started out. And I walked up to him and I said, hey, I just picked this song at random and I played this song. And when I was done, he went, oh, yeah. I wrote that for my son 10 years ago. What a surprise that was to me. Hey, when I was just a boy, sitting by the tracks, us kids would gather up the coal from a great big gunny sack. Then we'd hear that warning sound as the train pulled into view. Engineer would smile and wave, she went rolling through. Now she blew so loud and clear that we covered up our ears. We counted cars as high as we could go. I can almost hear the steam and that big old driver scream with a sound my little boy may never know. Daddy, what's that train? Something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than a house? Why, how can I explain when my little boy asks me, Daddy, what's a train? You know, I guess the times have changed. Kids are different now. Some don't even seem to know that milk comes from a cow. My little girl can tell all the names of the baseball stars. I remember when we memorized names on railroad cars. That's right. There was a Wabash and TP and the Lackawanna and IC and the Nickel Plate. The good old Santa Fe. Our names out of the past, I know they're fading fast. Every time I hear my boy and girl say, Daddy, what's a train? Something I can ride. Carry lots of grown-up folks, little kids inside. Is it bigger than a house? How can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? Well, we drove down into town, right up to that depot house, but no one was around. We searched the yard together for something I could show, but
I knew there hadn't been a train for a dozen years or so. All the things I did when I was just a kid. How far away those memories appear. Oh, but it's plain to see they mean a lot to me, 'cause my ambition was to be an engineer. Train singer's all right, though. Hey, Daddy, what's a train? Something I can ride. Carry lots of grown-up folks. Little kids inside. Is it bigger than a house? How can I explain? When my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? Well, I can see why they'd have questions about that, you know. Not a lot of people riding trains these days. I sure wish we had a train going down from Willits to the Bay Area, though. I'd take that ride for sure. I certainly would. Well, now, here we go. We're talking about Hobo Bill here. Let's do a couple of hobo songs since we're... Oh, yes, my goodness gracious. Oh, I overrode again. How pleasant that is. Well, I'm going to try a song here that I generally... Oh, I don't know if I should do it. Yes, do it, Greg. This is one I generally don't do because I don't always wear tight underwear. But I did today, so here we go. Don't look at me like that, Mike. Come on. Uh-oh. Don't say that word. No, no. Don't get any closer than that. No. A lonely spot I know, where no man will go. Shadows have all room. Eyes riding free on that old SP. Humming a southern tune. When a man come along, he made me hush my song. Kicked me off way out there. As she pulled out of sight, I looked to my right, my left and everywhere. But all I could see was a cactus tree and a prairie dog laying there. Watched a prairie dog feed on a tumbling weed. Hey, that's his home way out there. So I threw down my load on that dusty road, resting my weary legs. Watch that set sun make those tall shadows run across that barren plain. And I hummed a tune to the rising moon. He get lonesome way out there. I lost myself in dream. I dreamed the desert sand was that milk and honey land. And then I woke up with a start. 'Cause there's a train coming back on that one-way track. Gonna take me away from there. She's passing by. Why, I caught her on the fly. And I climbed in an open door. Then I turned around to that desert ground and that spot I would see no more. As she pulled away, I heard the pale moon say, "So long, pal. It's lonesome way out there." Oh, go way out there. How far out do we have? I mean, we had 5 minutes or 6 minutes?
Four
minutes.
Three.
Okay, well, I'm afraid one of these songs I have might take too long. But I could squeeze another song in. I'm sure of it. I'm going to give it a try.
Okay.
You have 4 minutes, you say?
Three.
3 minutes. Ugh. Well, I'll give you part of it.
People get ready. You know the trains are coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. People get ready for that train to join and picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board them. There's room for all among those love the most, yeah. Where there ain't no room for that hopeless sinner. Hurt all mankind just to save his own. A pity on those whose chances grow thinner. There's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, you know the trains are coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
Well, I bet you we only have a couple of minutes now, right?
Less than that.
Well, what are we riding on? The You're riding on it. The Bipolar Express. On KLLG LP 97.9 FM radio, radio. KLLG 97.9 FM Willis, California. Na 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 na. Hey, thank you, train singer. Ha, your great collection of train songs. And now next week, Mike and I are going to be in another place, so we'll have Greg Schindel in here anyway. Thank you, Mikey.
Yeah! I know.
What a tolerance and endurance that guy has.
Bipolar, bye-bye, bye-bye.